Welcome to Well Magazine Audio, a Well Media production. Please enjoy this audio version of a Well Who exclusive. Josu Tang, Cookies for Charity, written and read by Jackson Kelleher.
Hong Kong is known for being a city of overachievers. Its strategic position as a bridge between China and the rest of the world offers abundant opportunities for professional growth. There are many business people living in the city who have harnessed a spirit of self-learning to make something for themselves. Businesswoman and serial philanthropist Josu Tang certainly fits that mold. Throughout her life, she has had a knack for extracting lessons from each experience and paving her own path to success. What sets Josu's story apart, however, isn't just her business achievements, but her lifelong dedication to helping those less fortunate. Her track record in philanthropy speaks volumes on this. From serving four terms as chairman at Adventist Hospital Foundation to her involvement in supporting and developing multiple charities. In the nonprofit community in Hong Kong, she is well known for her positive nature and genuine desire to offer a helping hand. Josu's most recent venture is a continuation of her intention to make a positive impact. Driven by her desire to step back from the pressures and politics of directing a large nonprofit, Josu endeavored to create a leaner social enterprise, one she could return to her roots in hands-on volunteer work. In 2020, that idea became a reality with the founding of Cookie Smiles, an organization dedicated to fundraising through the sale of artfully delicious cookies. More recently, the organization has also launched its Shining Stars program to help students with disabilities find internship opportunities in the F&B industry, a crucial step in helping them find full-time roles. In this Well Who exclusive, we profile Josu Tang's interesting career path, the lessons she learned along the way, and how she found joy again in grassroots philanthropic work through Cookie Smiles. Her story is proof that being successful in business and having a positive impact on the community are not antithetical notions. In fact, it shows that through hard work, consistent action, and dedication to growing your network, you can have your cake, or cookie in this case, and eat it too. Upbringing. Born in Hong Kong to parents of Polynesian, Japanese, and Chinese descent, Josu enjoyed a loving support structure of parents, grandparents, and extended family. Rich in tradition, the Tang family emphasized both family time, especially over Chinese New Year, and education, with Josu's lawyer and businessman father enrolling her at Kellett School, later switching to Island School in sixth grade. My father is who has always influenced me the most. He was a very organized and meticulous man who was all about healthy routines, Josu describes. When not tending to schoolwork or playing outside with her friends and family, Josu was taking part in another family tradition, volunteer work. In the 1970s, her grandmother was involved in a private hospital foundation to provide healthcare and wellness services to the less fortunate. From a young age, Josu would assist her grandmother at the foundation. To us, it wasn't volunteering, it was a way of life, she comments. In high school, Josu's immediate family moved to Australia. In Sydney, Josu acclimated to the culture, gaining work experience at the age of 15. She still remembers well an early job working at Gossip's Cafe in Northbridge, Sydney. Even though the chef wasn't easy to work with, I gained a lot of practical experience there, and that also gave me some experience in the food service industry, something that would come in handy later, Josu explains. Upon high school graduation, Josu wasn't sure what she envisioned as a career path. The expectation from her family, however, was clear. I had to study law. Once I had a law degree, I could do whatever. There was certainly family pressure, she says. Early career. Following her family's advice, Josu attended the University of Technology Sydney, UTS, obtaining her bachelor's degree in business and law. Her degree earned her a job as a paralegal at the firm Cooper & Librand, now PwC. I didn't enjoy it to say the least, Josu quips, but it did give me the understanding of how a large organization runs. I learned a lot about time management. Having appeased her parents, with a genuine effort at a career in law, she decided to pursue a career instead in marketing, a field that seemed to better suit her pioneering personality. So she decided to continue studying at the University of Sydney, focusing on getting her master's degree in communications. Towards graduation, she started searching for jobs, and by chance, came across one in the telemarketing division of AT&T selling internet services. Interested to get her feet wet, she leapt at the opportunity. "I was one of those annoying people that would call to sell you something," she chuckles. Off the bat, her knack for quick thinking and learning proved valuable. "I overcame the fear of picking up the phone and just selling something. It also taught me to stay organized. I remember I always had a pipeline to manage, which gave me an understanding for how to be organized," Josu shares. Recognizing Josu as an asset to the company, management transferred her back to Hong Kong to build the sales presence in the region. Full throttle. While at the AT&T EasyLink Hong Kong, Josu continued on a fast-moving career trajectory, moving from her time in the telemarketing department to other sales and business development roles. After proving herself in sales, Josu then made a foray into public relations, moving to New York and working for the New York New Media Association. After a few years of developing her contacts, she joined a PR agency called Excite PR as a partner, launching successful companies such as DoubleClick and Red Prism. She also consulted and managed for many stars, including Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz. After 5 years in New York, Josu moved back to Hong Kong. She leveraged her overseas experience in PR into a role with Weber Shandwick and then later Edelman, where she would go on to work for 9 years. Working back in Hong Kong not only helped her to meet new clients, but also coincidentally led her to meet her husband, Michael, who she met while working a project together. "My husband was actually a client. We started dating in 2002 and got married in 2015. We just enjoyed our 20th anniversary together," Josu recalls fondly. Through her work at Edelman and later JLL, Josu got acquainted with the real estate and F&B industry, as many of her clients were opening offices in Hong Kong's premier office buildings, including AIA Tower, ICC, Hysan Place, and Octa Tower. Her acquaintance with the latter industry in particular would come to play a big role in the development of her own F&B-related venture later on. What really matters. During her busy business career, Josu stayed involved in volunteering, helping at Hong Kong's SPCA and supporting the Splash Foundation, a charity providing opportunities for domestic helpers in Hong Kong to learn how to swim and create community. Her involvement with the latter organization proved vital in its early days, as she introduced it to numerous future donors and supporters and helped its co-founders, who were fairly new to Hong Kong at the time, to better understand the people they were trying to reach out to. Over time, Josu also took on more leadership duties with her grandmother's hospital foundation, the Adventist Hospital Foundation, serving as chairman of the board for 4 consecutive terms. Unsurprisingly, her work ethic and vast business network helped to drive steady growth for the nonprofit. During her tenure, the organization grew their donor base and added new programs, including one to help the elderly with cataract operations. Chairing the board at Adventist gave Josu a sense of accomplishment and pride in carrying out her family's legacy. However, the taxing work of raising over 10 million Hong Kong dollars a year, combined with managing her existing business and the pressures of childcare, took a toll on her energy. Once COVID started to disrupt her busy lifestyle, Josu had a break to consider whether her productive but busy schedule was really giving her the fulfillment that she yearned for. "That was the time for me to stop and think, what do I really want to do?" she says. "Having been a volunteer for so long, people had expectations of me. There were a lot of politics, and I was in tears all the time from exhaustion. I really don't think I realized the state of my mental health at the time." Knowing that she needed to reset her priorities, she concluded that she had to make a change. "I wanted to remain a good mother," I thought to myself. "It's time I develop myself and focus on something that I wanted to do." After considering her options, Josu decided to stay in volunteering. But instead of helping to run a large existing organization, she decided to transition to a startup atmosphere, free of red tape and politics. "That's when we decided to start Cookie Smiles," quips Josu. New beginnings, Cookie Smiles. Together with her co-founder, Agnes Chin, Josu set about building a viable business model and campaign strategy for their new organization. Combining their love of cookies and art expression, they endeavored to bake cookies and sell them through various channels, with 20% of the profits going to two charities per year, with a minimum donation of 50,000 to 80,000 Hong Kong dollars. For the first year, the organization supported charities close to Josue's heart, Splash and the Hong Kong Down Syndrome Association. Like any startup, Cookie Smiles faced its share of initial hurdles. With COVID-19 disrupting normal life, running campaigns at school and selling cookies through retail partners were more difficult than expected. For instance, managing inventories and pay schedules were harder than anticipated. You feel like a guinea pig in a cage. But those challenges gave us purpose and helped us figure out how we could evolve, says Josue. However, sales within local clubs like football club and cricket club, as well as pop-ups at the American Club and the shop at LRC, picked up momentum and gave the organization a solid flow of business heading into 2021. From there, Josue and her team focus on less operationally intensive ways to drive revenue, including a year-end pop-up featuring mini holiday-themed cookies. Our biggest focus was the year-end pop-up at Joyson Central, Josue recalls. At the pop-up, Cookie Smiles gained positive exposure and sold over 400,000 Hong Kong dollars worth of cookies. People tend to be more generous over the holidays and, of course, like to buy treats for friends and family, Josue remarks. In 2022, in partnership with the Shine Skills Center, a skill-based training school that helps students with disabilities develop successful careers, Cookie Smiles added a new program to complement their existing impact, launching the Shining Stars program. The whole point of the program is to help to get students work experience in order to find a job later, Josue explains. Kids in the program face two big challenges when trying to join the local workforce. One, a lack of employers willing to give them work experience. Only about 20 to 25% of graduates can find work upon graduation. And two, stigma around their disabilities. Leveraging Josue's contacts in F&B that she had fostered during her PR career, this year, Cookie Smiles has been able to help place prospective participants for work in hotels, placing 4 at the Landmark Oriental and 4 at the Fullerton Ocean Park Hotel. The key to the program's success is raising enough funds to help support the students and their relationships with the hotel managers and chefs. Despite being a young organization, Cookie Smiles has already begun to make an impact on the community. Josue estimates that they have sold over 2 tons of cookies to date. In 2021, they donated $200,000 to Impact Hong Kong and $70,000 to Splash Foundation. For 2022, Josue has set her hopes even higher. We are hoping to hit about 600 to 800K HKD this year. Cookie Smiles is also partnering with the Adventist Medical Center to help support the Indonesian domestic helper community, raising money for free healthcare checks and breast diagnoses for those in need within Hong Kong's second largest ethnic minority population. A change of pace. In her new routine, Josue has more time to enjoy the little things at home rather than just rushing to her next meeting. In the new spaces in her calendar, Josue enjoys to bike, eat out, and have downtime with her family. At home, we talk about issues at the dining table, whether it's politics, recycling, or just being a kind person, says Josue. But while Josue's change of pace resulted in less stress, that doesn't mean her innate tenacity and penchant for hard work is any less potent. I still wake up early, and I only need about 6 hours of sleep. I keep multiple notebooks to stay organized. I'm very old-fashioned. Speaking of her improved work-life balance, Josue explains, I'd rather do less and do it well and, of course, enjoy my work. She advises those looking to make an impact to take a similar tactic. Get involved, but be consistent rather than overcommitted. Pick a consistent day or time where you can be relied upon. That's what organizations really need, she advises. All in all, Josue's story is one of improvement by experience, finding value in everything one does, even the less enjoyable things, and using that to make something better moving forward, be it for oneself or others. We hope that she inspires others to find more meaning in their own lives and to find ways to build a better world. Her story proves that encouraging positive change can start small, even something as small as a cookie, and build into uplifting those displaced in our community. Hope you've enjoyed the audio version of this article. Thank you for listening.